Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hi, everybody. We are so excited to announce that we are officially going on tour. 15 dates this fall. We are getting on the bus. It's a Penny Lane moment. We're upgrading our VIP experience this time around. There's a book, a Lady Secrets book with purchase with every single ticket. I hope we're coming to a city near you. You can check out all the tour stops at theladygang.com/tour. We'll see you there.
Today's episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Huggies Special Delivery Diapers. They are the softest diapers made with 20% plant-based materials by weight, clinically proven, hypoallergenic, and dermatologist tested. I can feel secure and confident using them for baby Ford's gentle skin. Huggies, we got you. Learn more on Huggies.com. Huggies.com.
Everything is better electrified, and Hyundai has the widest range of electrified vehicles on the market, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Visit your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
We're in the flesh yet again.
IRL. In the tired flesh.
I know.
Kelty, your boobs look great.
I know.
Right? Did you get them done?
No. I can tell you why.
Are you pregnant?
No. No. It's because I want to say this correctly. I am above my show weight.
So you've gained weight and it's gone into your boobs.
Yes.
I mean, how nice that is.
I think this is the best your body has ever looked.
Because I'm so unhappy in my body at this moment, but I know this is so triggering for people, so I'm not going to talk about it, but I went on the vacation and then I've like literally cannot get back on being a person who doesn't eat everything that's in sight. And like, I go to the doctor. When I go to the doctor, I never look at the scale because they don't believe in scales because a poop is like 5 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I was so traumatized by dancing and them like weighing us every week that I can't get into like looking at my weight. And I had to go to the doctor for my iron infusion. And I closed my eyes when I got on the scale, but then he handed me the paperwork at the end of the appointment to show my levels. And I had my weight on it.
Oh no!
And I was like, this is the heaviest that I have been as a human being since I was like 20. And it's because I went on this vacation and everything, like all my...
It's pretty insane because you're still stick thin.
I know. So. No, that's fine. Like, I'm still dancer thin, but like, anyway. So I think that's why my boobs are looking juicy.
It looks like you had a little boob job.
Really?
It looks like the teardrop.
Yeah. Like what every
implant.
Girl in Hollywood has.
Thanks.
Wow.
The Taylor Swift boob job, if you
yeah.
will.
Yeah. And I just had my period. So these aren't period boobs.
It's I have fat. Never seen. It's not.
She's jiggling her boobs right now.
I can't believe that that's where you gain weight. If I were you,
no,
I would...
I don't. I gain it in my gut and then my boob.
I sort of don't believe you. I only see it in your boob.
Well, thank you.
They look great.
I think you
Thanks.
Look great. Does Chris get to like it?
He has not been excited about me for a long time. So.
Wait, did you wear your nipple tassels?
I did.
And?
Wait,
Okay, sorry.
We had a good week.
Okay, all right. Well, then that's going to bring us to, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Would you like to tell us about your nipples?
I'm not doing it on, this is not for this show.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This is a good week, bad week. I want to tell you about, oh my God, I have so many things. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I need to talk about a little bit of trip stuff because it just happened. Mm-hmm. So I did the ultimate skim. in Paris. Mm-hmm. And this is like, it's such a bad week. And then it turns into a good week. But the bad week is this. So, you know, I'm like going on tour to Kelty and I have all the plans and I was so proud of myself, you guys, because I made a separate inbox in my inbox. So when I got flight confirmations and hotel confirmations, I'd move them to the Ibiza inbox. And so it was all there. And Chris is like, what time's our flight? And I was like, I know when the flight is. I know what airport. I booked a car. Like I was so organized and well done. And my extreme couponing, you know how I'm like a couponer I don't want to ever pay for anything full price. So I'm flying on points and I'm doing points at the hotel and whatever. So I went to Paris by myself and I was like, well, I'm not going to pay to stay at like some expensive Paris hotel when I'm by myself. Like I don't need a sexual room. Yeah. I will stay at the Hilton Garden Inn. Like I do not care. And so I went online and I used my coupons to use my $30,000 points a night hotel or whatever. And so I'm like, great, hotel's booked. I'm looking, it's within like 2 miles of the stores I want to go to. So I was like, this is perfect. Like I've got it all planned out. And then I'm in the car from the train station going to the hotel. And I was like, it literally looked like I was in Michigan. Did you know Paris ends? Like Paris, this beautiful city of Paris with the sconces and the buildings, like
the outskirts.
Eventually it turns into like Washington.
Devastating.
It's devastating. I was like, oh, it doesn't matter if I'm on the other side of the river. It will still be like, I'll still be looking out my window into like those beautiful tin roofs with like the archangels on the... No, I'm in Michigan. At the Ford factory, guys. Oh, no. So I pull up to the hotel and I was like, okay, this is not what I was thinking. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. So I go in, it's late at night. I was like, oh, it's okay. I'm like, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. Kelty, you're not here for the hotel. You're not here for the hotel. It's fine. It's very affordable. It's free. Points hotel. So I get into the room and I was like, no, it's fine. And the room is like cute, you know, it's like a Hilton Garden Inn room.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, fine. I open the window. It's overlooking an automobile like mechanic shop.
Oh no.
And I was like, I can't do it. I can't fucking do it. I skimmed. I did not research enough on this hotel. It's too far away. So what did I do? I go online and I search best boutique hotel in Paris. And I find this 3-star kind of affordable, like kind of cute hotel. I move hotels the next morning. I sleep in the Hilton Garden Inn. I move hotels. I go middle Paris, spend all the money. I shouldn't have skimmed. I should have spent the money to start off with. Anyway, I had a beautiful hotel that had a patio and I'm overlooking the archangels and it was beautiful. But the other thing is that I never canceled the other one. I had it for 3 days. I literally just left.
Oh,
because I didn't think they'd refund me if I was like,
yeah, of course you have like a 24 hour for every hotel.
Yeah.
Well now, no, I mean, no,
they literally thought you stayed there the whole time.
Yeah. And then I got the checkout on the day I was supposed to check out.
For someone who loves to not spend money, then there's times where you just hemorrhage it when you don't need to.
Right. Cause I f***ed it up. So anyway,
you deserved it. It was like, you're like, this is my karma.
But I will tell you, if you're going to Paris and this is not an ad cause I paid full price, but there's a Hotel Savine and it is like, it's a 3-star hotel, but it's really cute. Like it feels like 5 stars and it has little balconies and cute. It was like affordable. It's like, I think it was about $200 a night, which is like not so bad for like a Paris hotel. That's usually like $600 a night. Anyway, it was amazing, but I skimmed my damn Hilton.
Can I ask you a question though, for all of us out there who are probably wondering the same thing? I am not brave enough to go to another country where English is not the first language by myself. You know, I could do London alone. Yeah. I can do, you know what I mean? But it's like, especially Paris, because they hate us.
Yeah, they hate you.
But were you not intimidated? Like, what did you call an Uber to take you to the new hotel? Did you get into the new hotel and stumble through your French? Like what, or a taxi and stumble through your French? Like what? Walk me through that, because the logistics of it are fascinating.
I Ubered everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Because they have Uber and the Uber drivers never spoke English. Mm-hmm. But it's fine. It was like, wee wee.
That's great.
Yeah, but your destination's in there. You don't have to talk to them.
When I got to the hotel, they spoke English, so it was fine. They were like cute little girls. And then I didn't have to talk to anyone because I was by myself and I wasn't doing touristy stuff. So I made a Google Maps with all 15 like vintage shops I want to go to. And every day I woke up, I had a coffee and then I headed out. The only time I got
restaurants. Was that the time that you got flustered? Was in a restaurant?
Well, so sorry, not to like take this over because I know you guys.
Well, I am fast. I had a lot of questions about Tour de Kelty, which also I want to circle back to the name. Yeah. Okay. Go.
Okay. So, there was a really cute. So when you go to Paris, the thing to do is to like sit outside in the cafe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like it's so beautiful and chic, but like I'm not a big eater in the morning. I'm like a coffee person. So I went down to this restaurant and this cute guy was there, and of course the whole time I'm like, am I Emily in Paris? Like, is the waiter going to hit on me? Am I going to have this sordid love affair? I'm like, obviously I'm not married, but like still you're thinking it. I mean, maybe I'm the only one who thought that. No one hit on me, by the way. I'm officially old.
That's a bummer.
So I'm sitting there and I was like, well, I don't really want any food, but could I just have the fruit and a coffee? And he was like, no problem. He's like, you're going to come see me every morning. How long are you here
for?
Like, so nice. And I was like, amazing, amazing, amazing. So day two, I go back to the same restaurant. My guy is nowhere to be seen.
Oh no.
And I asked the guy, I'm like, can I sit there? And he's like, sure. And he sits down. I sit down and I was like, and I said, okay, I'm gonna have a coffee. He goes, no coffee. And I was like, what? And he's like, no, it's lunch. And I was like, no, I'm gonna have a coffee and I'm gonna have lunch. And he goes, oh, okay. And so he's like, whatever. And then I was like, and for lunch, I'll have the fruit plate. And he goes, no, that's a dessert. Like, he's like,
yeah,
that's
he needed
dessert.
You to spend money.
He wanted, and yeah. I was like, there's literally no one here, guys.
Really needed your money.
So angry. And he made me get up. He would not let me sit there.
Why wouldn't he just order something?
Because I didn't want anything but the fruit.
Well, what about all this food you were eating? Where'd that come in?
That was in Ibiza in Italy.
Okay.
And anyway.
But also, you know, her idea of eating a lot of food is not really.
No, then
it's a croissant. Yeah.
Then I went and I got a croissant down the street and I walked with my coffee. I was
you
guys.
Croissant?
I said, I'll have a croissant tea. Anyway, continue. There's more to be had on the Tour de Kelty, but we'll talk about it later.
Tour
Who's next?
Tour de Kelty. I'll go next. So my good week is. We all know that Jared edits our podcast.
Yes.
And Jared and I live in a one-bedroom apartment. His office is literally in the living room. So mm-hmm. I see everything that he does. Like, he has no privacy whatsoever. So he edits Lady Gang, and I sit and basically watch Love Island. But I can, like, hear what's going on. The amount of laughing that he has been doing recently while editing our podcast is amazing. Like, he's not trying to show off. He's not like trying to tell me it's funny. He is like chuckling to himself so much when he's editing Lady Gang.
That's the best thing feedback I've ever heard.
I know.
Is it the podcast where we've been in person? Because
yes.
People have been DMing me. I'm going to come back to this. Yes, I have been opening up my DMs because
thing.
Oh God.
It's the whole thing. I've been opening them up because I'm excited to see everybody who's coming on tour. Like, it's the first time in my life where I'm excited to open that. But I have seen feedback from people being like, the laughing on these, like us laughing mm-hmm. has been out of control, but like fun. And they're saying it's infectious. And so that's the theme. The new theme of Lady Gang is laughter. Thank you, Jerry.
Laughter.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, Lady Gang.
Oh, shit. Live, laugh, Lady Gang just
she strikes again.
That will be a tour
That's
t-shirt.
That's why she makes the big bucks, people. Jack Fanick.
Thank you very much.
Live, laugh, shit. Lady Gang.
Just holy shit.
Tears hilarious. In my eyes.
I do too.
I feel like it's.
Should that have been the name of the book?
That should have been. Yes.
Should it be the name of the podcast?
It should be the name of our tour. Even though we already have the Lady Singers.
Live, laugh, Lady Gang. Oh my God. I want it. I need it. I need the sticker. I'm crying. It's 8:59, you guys. The brilliance of Jack Vanek.
I know.
She works in the morning.
You guys, I didn't even. That just came. It was a stroke of genius.
Holy shit. How have we never thought of that?
I don't
know. Ridiculous.
Those are the best ones, though, where you're like,
idiots.
I know. It was just right there the whole time.
It's right there.
Okay, so that was my good week. And like the better week is we now have a new name for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case we get sued for Lady Gang, then it's Live, Laugh, Lady Gang.
Live, Laugh, Lady Gang.
Okay, so my...
And I can already see the font.
I know.
Same. Is it scrolly?
Like, do we do Curl's font? Like,
no, that triggers me.
Like the TJ Maxx font? No?
Mm. We might have to. Maybe Live and Laugh is in TJ Maxx and Lady Gang is in our OG.
Like, maybe we need like a pillow or something.
Like, nobody wants a pillow. We tried that.
Oh, you're right.
No, but maybe. We can workshop this. Okay. So my bad week is from my trip in France, and we were going out to eat in Nice. We found this Vietnamese fusion place that was like recommended by everybody in Nice. And Jared and I sit there. It's beautiful. It's like cobblestones, like so cute, adorable. The guy that owned the restaurant was like the bartender, he was like helping everybody out. He was so nice, giving us recommendations of where to go, blah, 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 blah. They served all this natural wine. We got a bottle of wine. He was amazing. Loved the wine. And then after we finished our meal, we're like, hey, do you have any recommendations of like where to get another drink? And he's like, you know what? Why don't you share a bottle with me?
Oh, no.
We're like, oh, okay. Like,
no,
we'll stay and like have a bottle of wine with you. So he's like, you know, what do you like? I'm like, well, I like an effervescent, like light, funky type of wine. He's like, no, he's like, you might not like this one, but like try it anyway. So he brings us out like a bottle of red natural wine, which is fine. It was really good. But then he gets himself a glass and then also offers like glasses to the people that are around us at the table. And we all kind of like share this wine. Whatever. It was fine until the bill came and then he charged us for the bottle of wine that he gave to everybody at the bar.
Do you know what I call this?
What?
It's the American tax. It's what they did to Kelsey on her her outdoor cafe. It's what they did to you. Because Americans are so fucking terrible overseas that this is what we have to do to be allowed back.
He said, you should share a bottle of wine with me.
He said, share a bottle of wine with me, which is like...
Yeah, he saw easy targets.
An offer of like, I thought maybe he was going to get a bottle of the wine that he really liked, which he did.
Yeah.
And then offered it to other patrons at the restaurant, but then charged us for the bottle. And it was an expensive bottle of wine.
And was it even a wine that you liked?
No.
No.
And then he got fucked up. This guy was so fucking
drunk.
Good
for him. This sounds like what I did in my 20s at bars.
I know. It's like you got drunk for free.
He cares 0% like, about you. He's like, these suckers. No. This bitch in her crop top dress.
Yes. Like, we were suckers.
You looked like Americans, and he was ready to take you for a run.
We got fully taken advantage of, and you know what? Good for him.
Good for him.
Did you enjoy yourself?
In France?
That whole time. Like that drinking
night,
wine?
Yes, I did.
So he was like an escort as well. So you wanted to have entertainment and you had tableside entertainment and you paid for it.
Yeah. The entertainment got worse, the drunker he got. And I was like, how are you getting so fucking drunk from this two glasses of wine that you're drinking?
He's probably,
Live, laugh, lady gang. Becca?
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll just roll this into my bad week. You don't know darkness until you're at home.
Oh my God.
In a 125 degree Texas.
Bleak.
Yep. There's, bleak. There has to be a better word for that because
it's. I'm Peggy.
No. Okay.
100 million degrees in Texas.
Yep.
And your husband and your two business partners are in motherfucking Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt for you. I'm not going to lie.
Dim.
Did you write Chris?
Chris wrote me and he was like, me too, or something like that. Same.
Oh my God.
And I was like, should Chris and I go on a Greek adventure together just to shove it to these people? I was so
salty.
Oh, it actually kicked off my summer in the worst. I'm still course correcting from what that did to my mentality of summer.
I didn't know that Zach was going to be in Europe.
I didn't know
too.
Well, this was a little bit of a last minute situation. Mm. He went with our friend who played baseball and they had the World Series, not World Series, the Home Run Derby. The Home Run Derby in London. So our friend Nick Swisher, who is just like, just such a gem of a human. He invited Zach to be his plus one for the Home Run Derby. And he, and Zach was like, well, yeah, you don't say no when,
right.
Nick's such
once
a good
a
time.
Lifetime.
It's once in a lifetime. And he's like, is it okay if I go? And I was feeling quite frankly,
no, you wanted to say no, but you couldn't.
No. I was feeling philanthropic. I was feeling charitable. I was feeling, and I also knew that I had a trip to Miraval coming.
Oh, great.
That I hadn't told him about yet.
Oh, great, great, great. Okay.
So I was like, sure, babe, sure, go.
I'm a cool parent.
I'm a cool mom.
So, I'll be fine.
But I should have remembered that you guys were in Europe as well, and Torta Kelty was on Instagram and Jack in her beautiful bikinis everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I was just triggered.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Rightfully so.
It was so rude.
Yeah.
It was so fucking rude.
I'm sorry.
And you know, First of all, I'm super sorry. Second of all, I did not bring you a present back, which Thanks. Normally I do when...
Yeah, you know? You went to all of those vintage shops. I feel like that's right up my alley.
There had
I
to have been something.
It is. Yeah, it was.
I'll pick something out from what you bought there.
Sure.
Wait, what did you buy? Are you going to talk
about
this later?
We're going to talk about it, yeah. So, okay. You have
my
good week?
My good week. My good week is... I'm officially elderly.
Oh, yes.
Did I talk about getting my Kindle yet?
You did talk about how much you love your Kindle, and I was excited for you because you're reading again.
Yeah.
But how's it going?
It's game changer.
Yeah.
So I now have read more with this Kindle in like 2 months than I have read in an entire year of my life.
Ooh.
Because it's always with you. It's so light. It stays charged forever.
Ever. Charged once every 2 months.
Apple could take a... hint, yeah, to really. Be honest.
Well, isn't a Kindle just like a like
it's just a black and white screen? No, yeah. It doesn't
no,
take
it's
much.
True. It's, yeah, it's true. It's not a lot, but Simple. Still. And I keep, what's great is that I don't read multiple books at once in
of
the
course.
Same genre.
Oh.
However, I found that I can be reading with a Kindle. I like to bounce around. So,
what?
Whoa.
Yes.
That makes me want to scratch my eyeballs
But
out.
It's like I only do one, like one self-help, one parenting book, one fiction.
Mm. And but like so, you're reading them at the same time?
Well, not at the same time,
I mean, not
Jack.
Like split screen.
Oh.
But some nights I get into bed and I'm
and
like...
And you want a self-help.
Yeah. And also the book that you recommended, it is good. It's taking me a while.
To get into it.
Yeah. And I'm over halfway there.
Don't you love Clara though?
I love Clara.
Are you talking about The Artificial Friend?
It's Clara and the Sun.
Yeah.
And Kelty recommended this. And this, I want to say this is the second book you've recommended to me that hasn't been stellar, knock my socks off. So I'm
sorry, it's an international bestseller.
No,
being
I know that it is.
Stage and screen.
But also, the international bestseller is sort of like everything else in this industry,
it's
where it's like a bandwagon that everybody jumps
on. I love that book.
I don't know if I trust it.
It's fine.
It got bad towards the end, but I loved the beginning.
It gets bad. I hate the beginning. Oh, I'm not finishing it.
You know what? I was actually going to read this book too, because it kind of was up my alley of a sci-fi, but like
I just
now
read
not.
A really good book that's sci-fi, but
once
anyway.
Again, maybe not.
No.
It may not be that good.
I don't know if I trust Kelty.
Well,
wait, what was Kelty trying to give me? A restaurant. I was like, Kelty, give me a recommendation or not recommendation on restaurants.
I DM'd you and I said, don't listen to Kelty. She doesn't even eat at restaurants.
She's never been out to eat in her life.
And it was a restaurant in London. I was like, Kelty doesn't
know. And it was
great.
It was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. I will say before we get to our allegedly what's happening, because there's a lot to talk about.
Sorry.
Pass the salt. I will say
incorrect
that I'm
usage of the button.
Yes. I'm excited for you to be reading because we have relaunched the Lady Gang Book Club on Facebook. We have 2,500 members and we are starting our read along August 1st.
Of what?
The first book that we're going to read is going to be The Great Alone. And it is excellent and many people voted on it. And I've already read it, so I can be the leader. But we're going to read and be a part of this whole thing. So if you are a reader, come join the Lady Gang Facebook book club. We're very excited about it. And also, this is a good time for me to mention that our book is available in pre-order. Our publisher was like, hey, are you ever going to mention that you wrote a book on the podcast? Because like I think we talked about it, and then we never officially were like, it's out.
No.
So anyway, it's out. Okay, when we come back, J-Lo's married.
It's called Lady Secrets. Sorry, Penguin, Random House, Rodal.
Working title, Live, Laugh, Lady Gang.
When you're running a small business, every second counts. You can't afford to waste a single moment. So why are you still taking time out of your day to go to the post office when you could be using Stamps.com instead? Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective. We have been using Stamps.com since the beginning of time, aka the beginning of Lady Gang. It saves you time, money, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses, including the Lady Gang. You can give you access to all post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer, discounts you can't find anywhere else. We love it so much. Stop wasting time and start saving money when you use Stamps.com to mail and ship. Sign up with promo code LADYGANG for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code LADYGANG and get yourself out of that post office.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by BetterHelp. When you get the smads, the sad mads, and you just feel like you're at your wit's end, we are such big believers in therapy. And we realize that not everyone can get out of the house. We have busy lives. You have children. You have jobs. You have relationships. You have vegetables to try to eat. And that's why we love partnering with BetterHelp to just take the stigma out of getting help. BetterHelp is just an incredible way to take care of your mind and your mental health and do online therapy in a really easy way. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only therapy sessions. So if you're terrified of therapy, you can literally just sit and text with someone, which I love. You don't have to see someone on camera. You don't have to go into an office. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Our listeners at Lady Gang get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/ladygang. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ladygang.
You don't need a summer getaway to transport yourself. Book your smooth escape with the wax experts at European Wax Center. This summer, whether you're going far away or sticking closer to home, the relaxed, confident feeling you're dreaming of is closer than you think. Just visit your local European Wax Center. It's about more than just waxing. It's about taking control of your lifestyle, making bold choices, and unapologetically making time for a moment of smooth. When you visit European Wax Center, you get the best by the best. Their certified wax specialists are expertly trained in prepping, protecting, and pampering your skin. European Wax Center online booking system makes it easy to get a reservation. Simple and straightforward. You can use the EWC app to book your waxing service. And their secret is their signature comfort wax. It's their own blend of beeswax sourced from Europe and other skin-soothing ingredients. Book your smooth escape with the experts at European Wax Center. Make a reservation today. And guess what? Your first wax is free.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Duncan is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Okay, we're back. There's so much to talk about. This is probably the best allegedly what's happening Monday, Tuesday that has ever been.
Okay.
We have to start with the big news.
J-Lo and Ben.
Oh my God.
I saw like the picture from, did they get married in Vegas?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The Little White Chapel.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I was like, I saw the selfie that they took and I'm like, she's wearing this like cheap looking veil.
Well, it was Zohar Mehrad.
Well,
so.
Well, cheap.
Okay. Don't say it. Try to get a girl's dress from them. They allegedly, okay, so what happened was it started trickling out that they got married, and then to get the deets, you have to go to onthejlo.com.
Her newsletter.
And sign up for the website, which I did, and then I got all the deets. So they got married in Vegas. The kids were there. They got married at 12:30 at night. They were, like, people were in front of them. People were behind them. It was super low key. She wore like a dress she had forever to go to the thing to get the license. And then she wore Zohar Mehrad. It was kind of beautiful off the shoulder, kind of reminiscent of your dress ish. Mm-hmm. Yours was a little more flowy, but like off the shoulder, like a sleeve. Actually look amazing on you too. And they allegedly did their own vows, and Ben took a selfie like in the bathroom, and then she changed in like the break room for the staff. Elvis was not available. He was already in bed, and they're married. They are planning to have a big party later, which is very J-Lo. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no way that this is the thing. But here's what I think is so interesting, and we'll see what happens over the next 24 hours. But it looks like all the photos are just selfie style on a phone.
Yeah.
This is very un-J-Lo.
Yeah.
Like, J-Lo didn't have a full photo shoot in the dress.
Of course she did.
She did, right?
Yeah, they're definitely planning on something else. They have to. Unless it's just one of those things that, like, celebrities are so fucking over, which they're not, because celebrities are, like,
yeah, but she's, this is her, like, a bunch of weddings in.
Yeah.
So you, maybe you care less, but then why wear the Zohar Mehrad? Like, obviously there's got to be a picture of her in the dress.
Or maybe not. Or maybe she just doesn't.
No fucks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very, it's like, it's very.
J-Lo.
And I'm like, is this a spur of the moment kind of a thing? Like, did they just decide like a week before they're like, we're going to get married in Vegas at a chapel?
And also, isn't he sober? It seems like a strange choice.
Choice to go to Vegas. Yeah.
I listen, no shade. Maybe.
How are you awake at 12:30 if you're sober?
I think you have more energy than anyone.
Oh.
So sober people have a lot of energy. I envy it.
Well, I also am like, I will say that Vegas is a great place if you have a mixed family. Do you know what I mean? Like if you have kids from other places, like my friends that have gotten remarried and stuff, they do it in Vegas and it's like a great place because there's something for everyone and like the kids and like, you know, like it is a good spot if you want to get out of LA because they both live in LA. Like, I don't know. I think it's kind of darling.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like a little bit like Johnny Cash and June. What's her name? June Carter.
June Diane Raphael.
That's where my mind went.
Well, that's because I've been listening because I talk about her all the time now because I think that we're real friends. That's neither here nor there. But yes, I think it's a little like old Hollywood, like a little rock and roll, a little bit like we don't really care. This is we've both been married before. I will say I watched the movie with Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas. Is that how you say her name?
I think so. I don't know.
And obviously I think they shot that when they were together or that's where they met.
Right.
When Ben and Anna.
And then after they broke up, they barely released the movie.
Yeah. But really? I watched it and holy shit. The whole time I was sitting there thinking, if you're J-Lo, you're not threatened by anything or anyone because you're J-Lo. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I would have died to watch was that movie because Anna, or is it Anna?
I don't know.
I was never really that, like, she was in Knives Out, and I was like, she's beautiful, whatever.
Yeah.
This movie, I have never seen a woman more sexy and beautiful and stunning and alluring, and they had sex scenes, her and Ben, and I was like, holy shit, if you were to ask me the worst thing that I could ever watch is Zach Martin do, is that movie with an ex-girlfriend, with and that being the ex-girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Do you think she watched it?
No.
I don't know.
She did. No. She probably did.
I would.
Really?
I think I would.
Oh, I would.
She probably did. The whole time, and I love J-Lo, but I was like, what? This is just the old adage of like, there's always someone
younger, hotter. I know.
Yeah. She's like way younger than Ben Affleck, right?
Yes. Yeah. She's like the whole younger thing. Than we are.
Yeah.
And I just was like, you know what? It's so typical.
I actually had a situation this weekend because I went to a wedding on Saturday night. And
whose wedding was it?
It was someone that used to work for Chris.
She looked very cute.
Christina Wright did her makeup.
Oh yeah, she looked great, and she had like a little feathery.
She wore a gown, and then she changed into like a shorty with like a blazer with a feather sleeve for like the cake cutting.
She looked so cute.
Yeah, she's got great style. We knew almost Jackie Schimmel was at the wedding.
Yeah, I saw that,
and I didn't know she was going to be there. And I saw this woman in a lime green dress and a hot pink heel, and I was like, who the f- is this bitch that showed up to this wedding? And I was like, oh. It's the girl that says fucking bitch on her phone case. She was like, hey girl. And I was like, yay, we can sit together. We're at the same table. Anyway, I didn't know anyone else there, but the bridesmaids, I turned to Jackie and I was like, what the fuck is with the supermodel bridesmaids?
Are like, they all beautiful?
They're so stunning. They all wore black satin like dresses. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you could tell none of them were wearing underwear. There was no ass dimple. There was no Spanx. Mm. And I was like, I felt uncomfortable because I was like, I don't want my husband around these 20-year-old asses. Like, I felt that. So I feel for J-Lo.
Oh, wow.
That I was
you
like,
felt like you didn't want your husband. I thought you were saying as the bride, you wouldn't have wanted. But no, the guest.
Me as the guest who, like, tried my best to, like, pull it out for a night, brought the vulva vibrator that Goop sent us to the, you know, the Marriott in
was
the
it good?
OC. I didn't even use it. I've it sat it. On the thing.
How is it?
I can't really figure out how it works.
Cool.
Anyway, I was like, these bitches with their like wrinkleless hair. And anyway, so I get it, Anna. I mean, J-Lo.
Yeah. Okay. It's so devastating.
Dude, everybody ages. We all turn into wrinkly, decrepit.
Well, then here's the thing. I tried so hard. I was like, I did the lashes. I did my hair.
I did
the dress. Like I did everything. And I was like, oh my God, I'm looking so cute. Like I've got this. And cause I'm not feeling great in my body at this moment, which I already talked about. And I was like, I got this. And then the next morning I wake up, I shower, and we're going to go for brunch and I put a tank top and jeans and my hair in a low ponytail, no makeup. And Chris looks at me as we're leaving. He goes, this is my favorite Kelty.
Aww. Oh, that's adorable.
That's so much better than marrying the guy that likes you in a lot of makeup.
I know. Yes. It's true. It's true.
They exist.
It's disgusting.
Next. Roll the date. Jen Shah.
Guilty.
Oh, is she?
Housewife. She admitted. She admitted to, I forget the exact, but like marketing to older people things that they would not make money, or like things that they would spend their money on and get nothing in return.
So
allegedly.
Wait, if you don't watch OC, let me give you a shush.
It's Salt Lake.
Salt Lake. Yeah. Thank you. Uh-huh. Okay. So Jen Shah.
Housewives, you guys. Sorry.
Housewives got arrested. She was supposed to go on a group trip and the feds came and Lisa Barlow's like, I need to call my lawyers, and like, did Meredith tip them off? Anyway, she got arrested and she's like, I'm absolutely innocent. I've done nothing. So innocent. In fact, her tagline on the next season was, the only thing I'm guilty of is being shamazing.
Oh my God.
So like she fucking
roll the tape.
She went in on the not guilty. Innocence. Okay.
Yeah.
And her assistant, the guy like who ran the business, right away was like, I'm guilty. Yeah. Stuart. And so like, you're like,
here's my wrist. I'm guilty.
Like, literally like, let me get this plea deal on.
Yeah. 20, he was smart.
20 minutes later. So I was like, okay, if Stuart's guilty, I feel like, Jen is like, I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. They sell the house. They take the mom's retirement for the legal fees. She's not guilty. She's not guilty. Mm-hmm. It finally came out that she's done a plea deal and she's like, I'm guilty. Mm. It is. Why did you say you weren't guilty?
Because she realized that she had a better chance of spending less time in jail if she said she was guilty.
Like,
well, and she also was,
so maybe she doesn't think she's guilty.
Narcissist
still.
And thought she could probably somehow get away with it.
Yeah.
Do you think she's guilty? Do you think she knew what the business was doing?
I don't. Yeah.
What was the business? Was it an MLM?
No, it was marketing. It was a marketing call. They call people and
cold
sell
call.
They sell phone numbers to businesses, I guess, to advertise to like elderly and people who you can steal from.
Yeah.
Aww. Right. Essentially. Like
vulnerable.
They sign
vulnerable. Yes.
I think they sign people up for like, hey, if you give us this $10 a month, then when you retire, you get $1 million. And they're like, oh, great, I'll sign up. And then they do that like a million times and take everyone's money.
Sounds
or something.
Like a pyramid scheme.
But I think she knew that there was just too much evidence mounting against her that she had to plead guilty in hopes to get less of a sentence. So isn't it like a 7-year?
It's like 15 years or something.
15 year, but then if on like good behavior or something, it could be like 7 years or something.
And then it led me down this thing of like all these people that I kind of enjoy that have gone to jail, like Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Like what?
Didn't Teresa?
Yeah.
Didn't Martha Stewart have like insider trading?
Yeah. Love her. Love that insider trading. Her. Like, I'm so into it. Okay, next. Oh my God. Kris Jenner did a masterclass.
On what?
On Masterclass?
Yes.
For what?
Being Kris Jenner.
Did you take notes?
I tried to watch it. I'm very annoyed at my father-in-law because for Christmas, we got him a Masterclass subscription. So I wrote him and I was like, Padre, can I get the Masterclass login?
He even redeemed it.
No. I don't even know. Nobody cared. Anyway, I couldn't watch it yet, but I will watch it. But I like literally, they're like, The Art of Interrogation, Neil deGrasse Tyson teaches you about stars. I'm like, I don't want any of it.
Yeah, what I watched Kelly Wurstler and her interior design one.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah. I did.
Okay. Do you feel like you're a master?
No.
I just saw the funniest TikTok about her that she, during her masterclass, they're doing like a...
Oh my God.
Did you see it?
Yes.
What? When
they were like interviewing her or something or part of the masterclass. I don't know what it was. They're doing like a seminar and the whole time she was on her phone not giving a single... Like
she's doing
all.
Like a Facebook Live, but she was not
in the
room.
She was just like literally like this, and like not the girl was like introducing her, being like, "We're so excited to have you." And Kelly Wurstler's just like on her phone,
she's
like
a busy lady,
busy,
busy.
Been guilty of that before.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Huggies Special Delivery Diapers. As you know, Zach and I have a little baby at home, and guess what he wears, guys? He wears Huggies. That's right. I'm so grateful for Huggies. Their special delivery diapers are their softest diapers, made with 20% plant-based materials by weight, clinically proven, hypoallergenic, and dermatologist-tested. I can feel secure and confident using them for baby forged gentle skin. Huggies Special Delivery Diapers features 100% breathable outer cover and fast absorbing liner so that they protect gentle skin. They're so soft, they're stretchy, it's amazing. Motherhood is exhausting but so wonderful, knowing that our baby's skin is taken care of with Huggies. Special delivery diapers give us one less thing to think about, and that is such a win. Huggies, we got you, baby. Learn more on Huggies.com. Again, that's Huggies.com.
Everything is better electrified, and Hyundai has the widest range of electrified vehicles on the market, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Their turbocharged engines have quiet, rapid acceleration, and you can use electric when you want it or gas when you need it. It's your journey. Evolve it beyond the pump and in the 2022 Tucson or Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Or you can be like me and get the Kona, which is 100% electric, and I love my little Kona so much. Visit your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Or call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Next, I'm feeling so fucking bad for Khloe.
Kardashian?
Kardashian. Oh. The timing on this is so sad to me. Because she's going to have this baby.
Can you tell the people who don't care about the Kardashians what's going on?
Yeah. Okay, so Khloe Kardashian is pregnant with her second child with Tristan as the dad. And she had a surrogate. And so they impregnated the surrogate last fall when her and Tristan were doing great. Mm-hmm. And then in December, it came out that Tristan had also fathered another baby, had cheated on her, and they had broken up and have since just been co-parenting their baby, but like are not together as a couple. So it's basically like you bought
Was he actually dating this other woman or he just got her pregnant?
He was,
you know, we don't know.
Okay.
We don't know what's going on.
But it was cheating.
It was cheating. They were committed to each other. And like they had impregnated the surrogate and the surrogate, they were expecting this other baby.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and then to find this out and then to break up and then be like, it's not just a house that you bought together or like a vacation you had planned. This is like a child you're planning.
But here's the thing. This happens all the time. It's like women get pregnant all the time and then find out that their husband cheated on them and they're pregnant.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Do they have a kid together?
Yes.
So they already have children together, but he's done bad things many times.
Yes. Like,
this is just one of many things.
And did he cheat on her? He cheated on her before this too,
I feel like he has been a scumbag this whole time. And the whole internet is collectively like, don't do it. Yeah. Like walk away from this guy. But it's hard because it is the father of her daughter that she loves so much. So like they're always going to be connected. Do you know what I mean? Like,
here's the other thing. There are women out there who are having children with sperm donors,
right?
Where they are raising their children without father figures, without biological fathers, And maybe Khloe was like, "I want a second child,
right? I want a brother,
already,
or sister.
I already co-parent with this person with my daughter. Mm-hmm. I could also do the same thing again, essentially, and like whatever."
But were they together?
They were together when they impregnated.
That's different than
that. Oh yeah. But I mean, I'm saying in hindsight now,
right,
she could just be like, I got the sibling the second child and the sibling that I wanted for my daughter.
Yeah.
you. You're an asshole, but we're going to co-parent. We're going to like move it on.
It's also like she couldn't be surprised. Like he's shown her who he is, like the type of person he is. So it's like,
I know. And it's like, Khloe is, you know, my second favorite Kardashian. So I'm like, I really want her to win.
There's a type of person out there in the world rated their favorite Kardashian.
I'm like, I don't know, couldn't
tell you.
Really?
I didn't even know anything about her.
You don't have the like level in which you care about
the
Kardashians.
Do you Kardashians? Watch the Kardashians TV show?
No.
But you covered them for so long.
I mean, yeah, I have watched them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have like the, you know, it's a very popular dinner topic. Like rate them nicest to bitchiest. Like
you're able to do that though, because you actually
met every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know
Kim's your favorite, right?
Yeah, Kim's a nice. She's on time.
She's punctual.
She's literally. It's the meeting is at 10. She's walking it at 10. Already brushed the hair. The lip gloss is on. Like she's ready to fucking go. I love that professionalism. Okay, last thing, Jack. This is for you.
Great.
This has nothing to do with anything we'd normally talk about on Lady Gang.
I already see the note, and I'm already sleeping.
You guys, did you see the images from the James Webb Space Telescope? We gotta talk about it.
I need to know why this is a big deal. And I'm not asking like being a bitch about it or being cunty.
Great. I've listened to an entire hour-long podcast on it. Do you know why it's a big deal?
Yeah, but I want to...
No, you go ahead. Scientist Jack.
I think this
Astronaut Jack. Astronaut Vanek,
so
you do
one
it.
Of you just please tell me.
So the reason it's such a big deal is that this space telescope began being made in the 90s. It has taken 25 years of technology for them to launch it. And the mirror on this telescope is so much bigger than what the Hubble telescope had. I'm being so nerdy. But what happens when you launch this telescope into space is that you have to origami it down to be on top of a rocket, right? It's massive. It's like the size of 10 tennis courts. Mm-hmm. So you have to origami down, and then you have to put it on a rocket, and then you have to launch that rocket on the perfectly clear day to get it 100 miles away from Earth, and then it has to expand perfectly, not get hit by any rocks.
Well, there's like a billion different things that could happen that
go
could
wrong.
Completely like,
yeah. And with the Hubble telescope, they launched Hubble and it was 2 millimeters off in some way. And so the images were blurry and they were able to go up to Hubble and like fix it. This one is so far out in space that if they launched it and it sucked, 25 years of work, $10 billion, there's no fix. But it wasn't sucky. It was perfect. And so it's basically...
Allegedly.
It's seeing in...
The Earth is flat.
Is this the man on the moon?
The James Webb Telescope is seeing so far into space and back in time. It's almost at the Big Bang. It's looking at universes and galaxies. And here's what's so cool, Becca, is... Here's what's so cool is that they can see the galaxies, right? And they see the suns and they can see the little pinprick planets go in front of the suns. But based on the haze around those tiny pinprick planets and the sun, they know what gases make what colors.
That's what I thought was the coolest part of it, is they can see what these planets are made up from by the elements that are in each planet. So then they can see if there's a planet that
like
could
Earth.
House...
Yes.
Life, basically.
So they can see way out into the distant thing and be like, oh, we see nitrogen, oxygen, whatever. And so like, we're going to know. Basically, Chris and I had like a 4-hour conversation about like, in our lifetime, will we find other life on other planets? And I think the answer is yes. Jack?
Well, the thing that's like kind of fucked up about the whole thing is you're looking out into space, but it's all from the past. So you don't really even know what the universe looks like right now. Like
that's
they can have an idea of what it looks like, but because light travels at a certain speed, we're seeing so far into the past. So a lot of these things that we're looking at
don't even exist anymore.
Might not exist or might have changed or like whatever.
My number one concern is just making sure that we are looking out for the asteroids, you know, and like figuring out how to like blast those. But you know what I mean?
The asteroids that are hitting Earth.
The ones that are hitting Earth.
Like, I thought you were righteous. Like, justice for asteroids.
No. Like, don't look up style. I hope that the number one priority is guarding us from that. And then the number two is like making sure that we're not fucking up the planet by all the things we're doing to it.
No,
number
three, we are. The planet.
We definitely are. But there's like, this is not like far on my priorities as a non-space enthusiast.
I'm not a space enthusiast.
No, but this doesn't sound cool to me.
But how can you not?
You're like, I'll stay right here.
I need it to be applicable to making my life better.
Oh.
And safer and cooler.
Well, the thing is, nothing is going to probably change for us. Maybe in like
our kids.
But then it's like, we're probably going to destroy ourselves before we can actually make it onto a different planet.
We're definitely going to blow ourselves up before we can make it on that planet. But I just think it's so neato burrito to be able to see out into the, like, all these unigalaxies.
Well, the thing that was so cool about it is the picture that was like circulating on the internet. It's the size of if you hold up one piece of sand at the end of your arm, like that's how far, like that's the amount of space that you're taking from the universe that picture is from.
There's a zillion galaxies in there. I don't know. It's really neat.
I love it.
Okay. And then it led me to follow Neil deGrasse Tyson on TikTok. And that is a journey. I think I'm turning into a space nerd. I don't know. Well, you know, my grandfather did work on the Canada arm. The Canada arm is, so Canada doesn't have its own space program, obviously. We're just like the accessories, but NASA had a program and then NASA.
It's not NASA Bahamas.
NASA.
NASA had a space program. And this is another thing, and you talk about the Botox in my mouth, but
you can't talk.
I actually was meaning to ask you this whole time that I'm like, there's something going weird on your face right now.
I know. I think I got too much Botox around my mouth.
Where did you get the Botox?
I think I got it like right here. And it's like, sometimes the words are hard. Yeah.
I've never heard of getting Botox in your marionette lines.
I don't know. Live your life and live, laugh, lady gang. Anyway, this was great. Allegedly, what's happening? Thank you for coming. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.